Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The turkey and trimmings consumed, we're entering the holiday gift procurement bacchanal.
The average shopper will spend more than $900 on the holidays while becoming more selective, says Catherine Cullen of the National Retail Federation.
We know consumers are maybe pulling back when they look at gifts for coworkers, gifts for some of those non-essential relationships in their lives.
And gift recipients are more pragmatic as well.
We are seeing people saying, I want a gift card. I'd love some clothes or accessories.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
U.S. stock markets were closed for the holiday. There will be a half day of trading on Friday. Stocks fell slightly on Wednesday after hitting record highs on Tuesday. Tech stocks led the losses after Dell and HP issued weak sales forecasts. Australia passed its a first-in-the-world social media ban for kids aged 16 and under. Those platforms will have a year to work out how to bar them from creating accounts. This is ABC. All right, you've had the turkey and trimmings. Maybe watch some football. Now we're about to enter the holiday gift procurement bacchanal.
The average shopper will spend more than $900 on the holidays while becoming more selective, says Catherine Cullen of the National Retail Federation.
We know consumers are maybe pulling back when they look at gifts for coworkers, gifts for some of those non-essential relationships in their lives.
And gift recipients are more pragmatic as well.
We are seeing people saying, I want a gift card. I'd love some clothes or accessories.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
San Jose State University says it's disappointed. Boise State forfeited its semifinal match in the Mountain West Conference's women's volleyball tournament. The Broncos didn't say specifically why. Recently, a lawsuit was brought by players from various schools calling for a San Jose player not to be allowed to participate, citing unspecified reports asserting there was a trans player on the squad. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, a professor emeritus of democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life. The
way sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
The Packers host the Dolphins. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers and the Dolphins tonight at Lambeau Field, where temperatures will dip into the mid-20s. That could make starting field position more crucial. Green Bay punter Daniel Whelan has improved on his directional punts. Special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia.
I think he's started to understand where he is on the field and what he wants to hit. He's gone out there with a conviction of what he wants to do, and he's stayed to task, and he's played pretty well to this point.
College football, Wisconsin plays tomorrow on a rare Black Friday game as they host the Minnesota Gophers. Although the Badgers fired their offensive coordinator, head coach Luke Fickle says they need improvement on defense.
When we've had our lapses, that's where it's been. And that's why I said it might be hard to pinpoint, like it's not some schematic thing. It's a little bit easier once you watch to say, okay, guys, we just got to get back to the basics of what we do and making sure we're leveraging the football, we're tackling, and we're playing more sound. I
mean, that's Badgers head coach Luke Fickle with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, Glickin Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see flurries ending, mostly cloudy skies to stay with us. Lows in the lower teens, gusty west to northwest winds up around 30 miles per hour. On Friday, those skies will turn sunny, highs climbing to the upper teens to near 20. Right now, it's 16.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Matt Rothschild is going to be sitting in the big chair to break down all the news with analysis and humor. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matinair on
Visit
air.
RedCrossRacing.com to find a Red Cross blood drive near you and make your appointment to donate.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Hang on just a second. Let me get into producer mode here and put Stephen on the air. On the line with us is Stephen Spoonamore. He's a data security expert and whistleblower. Website substack.com/@Spoonamore, Spoonamore. He's also on Twitter, Threads, and Blue Sky, @Spoonamore. And Stephen has been on our program back in 2008 and 2012 following those elections. Stephen, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Tom. How are you?
I'm fine. Back in the day, you and I were talking about how in the 2004 election, for example, we were concerned about how Ken Blackwell shipped the results of the Ohio election off to some other state. You'll have to remind me.
Kentucky.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Mm-hmm. Off to Kentucky. And then when they came back, all of a sudden, John Kerry had lost. And I recall in the 2006 election, I used to live in Georgia. And when I think it was the 2006 election, when Max Cleland was polling.
2002.
Thank you. Because I was living in Atlanta at the time. In the 2002 election, Max Cleland, the war hero, was polling 2 points ahead. And David Perdue, as I recall, was polling 2 points behind. There was a four-point
Chambliss.
Saxby Chambliss. Thank you very much.
That was the Saxby-Chambliss-Cleland swap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Cleland had left three limbs on the ground in Vietnam. He was a genuine war hero, and Chambliss was attacking him as being unpatriotic. And Chambliss won that election by the exact opposite. It was as if somebody had flipped the election upside down. I recall we talked about that. This time around, there's this thing called bullet ballots. And those things had me scratching my head. And I'm still not sure, what's going on here. I'm trying to be skeptical and agnostic about
all
this stuff.
And I think that one of the things that, I'm glad that Ziegler's, book was promoted ahead of me. Yeah, I've always said it's like my expertise is in building hardware, and I've built a lot of it, and a lot of it has been used and customized so that it does multiple things, both what the user sees it's doing, and underneath it has other activities going on to back up law enforcement or find money laundering or do audits. So I was explaining to people, computers are, and they're getting denser and denser. So I am going to own that my initial nomenclature of saying it's a bullet ballots or a drop-off vote, I was conflating them. And let me explain what the two things are. And We don't know which it is until the ballots are actually inspected. A bullet ballot is a ballot which actually exists. It's on paper, that only, hopefully on paper, that only has one selection in one race. So somebody went to the polls, said, I want a ballot. They checked off one box, turned it in, left. It's called a bullet ballot.
Right. And typically, the ones we're talking about here are people who just voted for Trump.
Correct. Except that I'm increasingly thinking, in a lot of cases, the bullet ballot isn't there. The hack could have unfolded two ways. One, the e-poll books, which are all networked, all online, statewide, and it turns out most of them had very easy access for Mr. Musk because they also were being backed up across Starlink, have to be checked that a voter went there. Well, okay, there's two theories. One, toward the end of the day, they have great voter profiling on everybody. Musk had his lottery and built this list of people who had pledged to vote for Trump. They know who's actually voted because the poll book data is in front of them. So they can very accurately project what the outcome of the state was going to be. Say, we're about 30,000 votes short. Great. So you check the box on 30,000 lottery pledged Trump voters. And then, provided you have a hack in the tabulator, you add 30,000 votes in the matching precincts of those tabulators. Yes, it is a pretty sophisticated attack. And I tell people, you know, they say that sounds, you know, and some people think it's nuts. But I have actually run operations larger than that, where we have infiltrated hundreds of credit card machines on behalf of the company that wants us to do so. The credit card machine is doing its proper job, just like the e-poll book and the tabulator were. But it's also sending out additional data that we are hoping is stolen by gangs, that we are tracking that data to find them. We've done this in the numbers of hundreds. Right. So here you have a perfectly functional machine that's also doing additional and nefarious activity now, underneath it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I get all that. And okay. You know, what you're suggesting essentially is that, you know, there might have been some hanky-panky around this election that statistically there were more people just voting the bullet ballots, more people just voting for Trump in the swing states than not in the swing states, that there was
correct,
an anomaly.
By orders of magnitude.
But also, you know, the flip side of that, Stephen, is that the these right-wing billionaires dropped, you know, I mean, nobody knows the numbers yet, and an awful lot of this is dark money that we'll never know, but several billion dollars into those seven swing states in massive advertising, which could that not just also easily account for people being motivated to just go in and just check the box for Donald Trump and that's it?
Fantastic. Then let's hand recount some ballots. We'll find out. And I presented in my letter to Ms. Harris, look, you take Arizona and Nevada, both of which have these extraordinary numbers of just Trump votes, 5.5% of his total, close to 7% of his total in one state. Right across the border from those states in Utah, Oregon, Idaho, who have the same media markets, you're bounding those states, the averages are 1/5 of 1%, 1/10 of 1%, which is the normal thing you see in a presidential election. Mm-hmm. So the media market, I mean, why is it so much different the moment you cross the border? And by the way, Kadu to Utah, I've never seen that complete. The state of Utah, less than 1/100 of 1% of Utah voters do not fill out their whole ballot.
Wow. Well, Utah it's so Mormon.
Utah,
they have this tradition.
Voters.
Yeah, they have a real tradition of social
they're
engagement.
They're dedicated voters, and I respect that.
Yeah, me too. You know, and it's promoted by the Mormon Church there. But so what you're saying is that specifically in those two states, in Arizona and what was the other one?
Nevada.
We saw 5% and 7% of the ballots were people who only voted for Trump.
That is what the numbers are showing us. And all I got to do is actually do a hand recount. And great. I've said, prove me wrong.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so easy to do.
Yeah. So, I, you know, it's hard to argue with that. I mean, I now Now, on the other hand, you know, Donald Trump and his buddies yelling for years that for 4 years now that the 2020 election was stolen from him have really tarnished the reputation of anybody who dares suggest that there might be something wrong with our election systems.
I get it, and you and I know. I mean, I am the one that came forward with Saxby Chambliss versus Max Cleland, and people screamed to me, "How dare you question our elections?" And then eventually we got the actual code that was inserted leaked, and then I've ever told you this, but Max Cleland eventually took me to lunch around 2007, 2008, and apologized. He should have taken it more seriously.
Wow.
And John Kerry laughed at me in 2004. And honestly, and this is the thing, Tom, you said 2008, I didn't see anything wrong. I didn't see anything wrong in 12. I didn't see anything wrong in 16. I didn't see anything wrong in 2020. I mean, I thought Donald Trump legitimately won 2016, or at least was close. Sure, yeah. There was Russian propaganda and psychological hacking, but I didn't see anything at the electronic level that I said, that's a problem.
Right.
This is the first time that I've, in a long time, that I look at the numbers and go, okay, these numbers are bonkers. And what set me off on the thing was, I actually live in Center County, Pennsylvania, and we were one of the places that received one of these bomb threats. And I'm like, okay, in the world of cybersecurity, in network security especially, if people are going to do an intrusion, they generally have it planned in advance, they have their stuff put in advance, but fairly often they'll throw a distraction in to make you look at something else.
Right.
When this wave of bomb threats came in that were being attributed to Russia, I looked at them and this was my thought. I said, holy smoke, these are targeting tabulation and ballot collection areas that they want to break the custody chain so you can't do a recount.
Oh, interesting. Stephen, I only have a minute 50 seconds here before we hit a break I can't control.
Good, Tom.
What can people do about this? How can they educate
themselves? Someone's got to get – here's the thing. It's scale – our legal system requires an aggrieved party who's been harmed.
Right.
If there's going to be a hand recount at scale, the only person in America who can request it is Kamala Harris.
Huh.
We have groups organizing in three states, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Michigan, where their voters can request at the precinct level, say, I don't trust my precinct, I'd like it recounted.
Mm-hmm.
But the BOEs don't have to do those recounts before they actually certify the election. They have to provide that data, but they can finish their work, certify the election, then go back and give them the exact details on the presumption, in their view, that it won't change the election. The only person at this point who can actually look at this and see if it changed the election is her.
So how do we lobby her to get to do this recount?
I sent a duty to warn letter. I've spoken to half a dozen people that claim to be close to her. Last night I was told by a lawyer that he doesn't think she's actually read it. I'm like, I don't know. I mailed it, you know, per the address to where her office is.
Well,
somebody's got to tell her.
Any kind of letter going to anybody in D.C. has to go through the anthrax scan, which takes about 3 weeks.
Yeah, it does.
So odds are she hasn't even gotten the letter. Is there a website that you would direct people to who want more information, Stephen Spoonamore?
I actually really like Lulu Freestat's group. I think you've talked to her before.
It's
smartelections.us, incredibly capable people, and they've been helping organize a number of data scientists and lawyers associated with the three efforts where there will be a few precinct-level recounts.
Okay.
And they have some great data.
SmartElections.us.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Stephen Spoonamore. Stephen, it's always a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much for the great work you're doing.
Keep up your great work. Thank you.
Back at you. We'll be back. Thank you, Stephen. I'll be back with the rest of you here in just a minute with more of the news of the day and your calls. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
You can find Stephen, by the way, on Twitter, Threads, and Blue Sky at Spoonamore, Spoonamore.
Mm-hmm. One out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. It's that most wonderful time of the year. Or is it? Family gatherings and holiday parties can be fun, and they're filled with holiday cheer and plenty of holiday goodies to eat. However, a little more holiday goodies on the plate than usual, and our health can take a hit. Luckily, we have Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the only clinically proven antibiotic and antioxidant on the market. Unlike most probiotics, Just Thrive beats post-meal bloat and indigestion. It supports a strong immune system, gives you clear, glowing skin, and can also improve your sleep. Just Thrive comes in capsules or gummies, and it's the perfect gift to get keep your gut in balance during the busy holiday season and beyond. Give yourself the gift of health this year and kickstart your new year routine early with Just Thrive. For a limited time, you can save 20% site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. And I'm telling you, this stuff actually works. Once again, go to justthrivehealth.com and use that promo code TOM for 20% off site-wide.
A political rage. They twist the word to fit their own plans. And now they're using courts to tighten their hands. This is the unholy alliance where faith meets the state. They're tearing down the walls that the founders did create. From the pulpit to the bench, they've weaponized their might. In the shadows they conspire, turning wrong into right. They seek to erase the Johnson line.
Yeah, it's the unholy alliance between church and state. Welcome back. How Trump plans to silence dissent is the title of a piece over at MotherJones.com by Vince Bessier, I believe. And he says, he writes, Donald Trump has made it clear that there are groups that he wants to punish. Immigrants, transgender people. He said, but less discussed, protesters. He hopes to discipline and potentially prosecute civil disobedience, people who show up on the, in the streets and protest with increased force. In May, Donald Trump promised a group of donors that, quote, any student that protests, I will throw them out of the country, end quote. And that's more than just bluster, writes Vince over at Mother Jones. Reuters reported that sources said Trump hopes to follow through on the promise one day, on day one of his administration, by signing an executive order prioritizing deporting, quote, international students who support Palestinian militant group Hamas and have violated the terms of their student visas. One piece of the potential infrastructure, I mentioned this in the first hour of the program, is this Stop Terror Financing and Tax Penalties of American Hostages Act. This is the law that's probably going to be voted on this week that gives the Treasury Secretary the power to designate a nonprofit as a supporter of terrorism and strip them of their nonprofit status. He notes the Heritage Foundation, the right-wing group behind Project 2025, has also given Trump a workable plan to stop pro-Palestinian dissents. It's called Project Esther. It suggests deporting, quote, foreign Hamas support organization members, end quote, classifying anti-war nonprofits like American Muslims for Palestine, Students for Justice in Palestine, and Jewish Voice for Peace as members of a shadowy Hamas support organization network that is, quote, attempting to lay siege to our education system, political processes, and government. Get ready. Meanwhile, Ramaswamy is saying, hey, let's nuke the Department of Education. I'll tell you about that on the other side of the break, and I will pick up your calls in just a moment as we hit this break here at the bottom of the hour. It's 27 minutes past the hour. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of two books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat. Yeah. I've worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you, my dogs eat your food and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just
just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference. So I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month. Yeah. Tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, you know, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, you know, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that. You're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high-quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yes.
Or chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The turkey and trimmings consumed, we're entering the holiday gift procurement bacchanal.
The average shopper will spend more than $900 on the holidays while becoming more selective, says Catherine Cullen of the National Retail Federation.
We know consumers are maybe pulling back when they look at gifts for coworkers, gifts for some of those non-essential relationships in their lives.
And gift recipients are more pragmatic as well.
We are seeing people saying, I want a gift card. I'd love some clothes or accessories.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
U.S. stock markets were closed for the holiday. There will be a half day of trading on Friday. Stocks fell slightly on Wednesday after hitting record highs on Tuesday. Tech stocks led the losses after Dell and HP issued weak sales forecasts. Australia passed a first-in-the-world social media ban for kids aged 16 and under. Those platforms will have a year to work out how to bar them from creating accounts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, Glickin' Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see flurries ending, mostly cloudy skies to stay with us. Lows in the lower teens, gusty west to northwest winds up around 30 miles per hour. On Friday, those skies will turn sunny, highs climbing to the upper teens to near 20. It's 15 at our studios.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Bunny Minute and a quick hack for setting and reaching a money goal. Try the SMART system for organizing your approach. S is for specific. what exactly is the goal? I want to save a down payment to buy my first house. M is for measurable. How will you know when you're done? I want to save $50,000. A is for achievable. Well, I'm going to have to cut spending in a few places, but I can save $1,000 a month. R is for relevant. Raising my kid in a home that we own is important for me and for her. I want her to grow up in the same place if we can afford it. And T is time. How long is it going to take? I think I can do this in about 4 years. Thinking through each of those letters is a great way to set yourself up for success when you're making money plans. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's all about comedy as I welcome Chicago comedian Pat McGann and host of MeTV's Tune In With Me, Bill Leff. And we get a sneak peek at a new show called Wabino Volunteer Fire.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, go nuts over this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Tyranny wants the press silence, justice blind, erasing truth, controlling minds. He'll sue the papers, take them down, hand the power to the richest in town. The shadows fall, we're losing light, democracy fading into the night. It's America's descent. Rounding up people, ice at the door, locking away the ones deemed poor. Concentration camps rise again.
Vivek Ramaswamy, along with Elon Musk, kind of the third co-president to Donald Trump, with his so-called Department of Government Efficiency, Dodge. Over the weekend said that he wants to delete the Department of Education outright. Delete it outright. Right. He says, Elon and I aren't in this for the credit, but I think we're going to build the consensus to make the kind of deep cuts that haven't been made for most of our history. Easy to say, you know, when you're a pharmaceutical billionaire. By the way, it's a whole long story. Look up how Ramaswamy got rich. It'll blow your mind. Anyhow, he said, we expected mass reductions in force in areas of the federal government that are bloated. We expect massive cuts among federal contractors and others who are overbilling the federal government. Gee, I wonder if that would be SpaceX. What do you think? He says, I think the mass deregulation that I talked about earlier that gives us the industrial logic to then make cuts to that bureaucracy and moving quickly is our objective. Right, yeah, let's just destroy the Environmental Protection Agency. Let's do away with the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau. Let's do away with the bank regulators. Get ready. This is what's coming. All right, what's on your mind today? Wesley in Chicago. Hey, Wesley, what's up?
How you doing, Tom?
I'm alive and kicking, Wesley. What's on your mind?
One thing real quick, and then another little story to follow that. With the nonprofits that they're talking about as being terrorist organization include churches?
There could be. if your church is out there arguing that what's going on right now in on the West Bank and in Gaza is wrong, then yeah, they may well call you a terrorist supporter of Hamas.
Okay, this is a quick note. I worked for the railroad for a few years. I'm retired now. And I remember working there, and this is, they said that at one point, Reagan bolster up Social Security, wanted to reach into road retirement and pull that money out and dump it into Social Security. But anyhow, this is how the story went. So anyhow, I guess he sat down with all the railroad people, not management, but the union, and the union just said, if you do that, every train in the country will stop.
Oh,
and this never is done.
Interesting. Yeah, that's the power of a union. I mean, that's why the main focus of the Reagan administration and all the neoliberals since 1980 or 1981 has been to prevent America from having more unions. It's why when Elon Musk and Donald Trump were talking on Twitter, Trump said, hey, you know, it's so cool the way that anytime somebody wants to try to start a union in one of your companies, you just fire them. You know, they just laughed about this. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but that was the essence of what he said. The Republicans hate unions because unions represent working people. I'm with you. Wesley, thank you for sharing that story. It's a good one. Gustavo in Thousand Oaks, California. Hey, Gustavo, what's on your mind today?
How you doing? And thank you for taking my call. I was just wondering if you can explain something to me when it comes to abortion. I was wondering if you can tell me, what do the Republicans and the conservatives gain? What do they gain or lose by blocking people from having abortions? I mean, what's in their interest? What are they going to gain, or how are we going to harm them directly if someone has an abortion?
Well, you've got a couple of different constituencies here, Gustavo. First off, you've got the white supremacists who are freaked out about the fact that the brown and black population in America, particularly the brown population, the Hispanic population, is growing faster, largely because it's so Catholic, than is the white population. The white population is actually starting to shrink in the United States. And so they're looking at, you know, a million white people, white women having abortions every year, and it freaks them out. They're you know, these are the white supremacists. That's number one. Number two, you've got the people who are religiously inclined, who you know, genuinely deep down inside believe that abortion is murder. Whether that's the Catholics and the evangelical Christians who have adopted that as one of their articles of faith. Now, the evangelical community prior to the 1980s was pro-choice, but now they're pro-forced birth. So, I there might be another group that's in there somewhere, you know, but I think those are the two main forces that are at work here.
Got it. Well, thank you very much for clearing this out for me. I really appreciate it. You have a good one now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good talking to you. Valerie in Chicago. Hey, Valerie, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks so much for all you do.
Thank you.
What I want to talk about is the Biden deciding to allow Ukraine to use the missiles into Russia.
Yeah.
I was reading the wonderful Robert Hubbell's Substack.
Yeah.
He's
great.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just agreeing with you.
Yeah, there was a clarification there, which I thought was important to pass along, because the headlines are all kind of alarmist, you know, Biden's giving Ukraine permission to bomb Moscow or something. But actually, it's a very limited geographic area. In fact, it's only the areas that were actually Ukraine that Russia took.
Yep.
That have been given that permission. So I just thought that was something that people.
And that small part of Russia that Ukraine has taken as well.
Right.
Which is the area where the thousands of North Korean troops are massing, and they're preparing for just a slaughter type invasion. And so, you're absolutely right. This is a very carefully calibrated ability to use our long-range weapons. Zelensky does not have permission to nuke Moscow or to bomb Moscow.
No, I know.
Or St. Petersburg or any place
else like
that.
And that's kind of how our wonderful mainstream media is once again, you know, not serving.
Yeah, our media does not do nuance.
Response to that.
They just do not do nuance. Sadly,
they do not.
Yeah. Well, thank you for clarifying
that's all,
Valerie.
That's all I wanted to say.
I appreciate it. I'm guessing there's a lot of people who did not catch that, and you just did a public service. Thank you so much. Todd in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Todd, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Your three essays last week at Two in the Week kind of laid out an analysis, a conclusion, a hypothesis, and then a strategy to help the Dems kind of get back on the upper hand in elections.
Mm-hmm.
And I think your conclusion was that class now is the prominent line or way to go about trying to win elections for Dems rather than race.
Yeah, I've been saying this, by the way, for a decade. You know, this is not new to me or for me. You know, I just haven't been yelling it and screaming it. But it's basically Bernie Sanders' message.
Sure. And then your hypothesis says that your strategy is then to repair civic voids, right?
To repair to the what?
To rehabilitate the void in civic life.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the basic premise here, Todd, is that you can't help out, the queer community. You can't help out racial minorities and religious minorities unless you have power. And you're not going to get power unless you start engaging in class warfare, which is exactly what Republicans have been doing. And they've been BSing us about it. You know, they're gaslighting us about their class warfare, but it's working. And
right. There's a problem with that approach, though, Tom. You're making an assumption that warfare is something that the Democratic Party can do. It's a party whose credo is inclusivity. The Republican Party, their credo is exclusion, so they can attack. But it doesn't work broadly. Also, the other problem for the Democratic Party is when it does raise up the middle class, a good portion of that middle class decides, I've got mine, and my priorities now change from getting things to protecting things. So then they change their loyalties to the other party. And this all has to do with the fact that we are a varied country. We are multicultural, multi-ethnic, multi-racial, multi-religious, multi-gendered now. So there are no two people with very similar priorities.
I get what you're saying, but what you're missing, Todd, about my message is that you can't have a class warfare without identifying the enemy, and which makes you exclusionary on its face. You say the Republican Party is exclusionary, the Democratic Party is inclusionary. I'm arguing that the Democratic Party should say, we're not gonna be sucking up to billionaires any longer. We're not the party of rock stars in Hollywood any longer. You know, they're all fine. They can be part of our coalition. But the focus of our party, the relentless focus of our party, is going to be to demonize the morbidly rich, what Franklin Roosevelt called the economic royalists, to specifically point to them as the source of our problems, or many of our problems. And a lot of Democrats are afraid to do that because there's still rich people out there supporting the Democratic Party, and because Citizens United basically gave rich people the power to control our politics.
Tom, the point is, though, that messaging doesn't reach everybody the same way. Here's an easy way to understand this. Back in the Cold War, in the Civil War, World War II, and into a good part of the Cold War, Americans widely revered democracy, not capitalism. And that reverence was also a broad source of patriotic fervor in this country.
Yeah, and a lot of that was because they had seen capitalism fail with the Republican Great Depression.
Right, but that's not the important point. The reason the perspective of large parts of the population changed was because the Powell memo the Chamber of Commerce and business set out and carried out what the Powell memo said they should do, which is tarnish the brands of democracy, the Democratic Party, and governance.
Yeah.
And you can't tell the public that these things work without doing something that means something in their life.
No, I'm not talking about, you know, let's have airy-fairy, you know, erudite discussions about policy. I'm saying it's time to stand up for unions, it's time to stand up for working class people, and it's time to identify that, you know, yes, there is a certain zero-sum aspect to this. There's certainly a zero-sum aspect of power. You know, you could argue that it's not that real for economics. Todd, I got to run, but thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's Talk Media for the sane among us. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, a professor emeritus of democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
In 1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. It's that most wonderful time of the year, or is it? Family gatherings and holiday parties can be fun and filled with holiday cheer and plenty of holiday goodies to eat, but a little more holiday goodies on our plates than usual can cause our health to take a hit. Luckily, we have Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the only clinically proven probiotic and antioxidant on the market. Unlike most probiotics, Just Thrive beats post-meal bloating and indigestion, supports a strong immune system, gives you clear, glowing skin, and can even improve your sleep. Just Thrive comes in capsules or gummies, and it's the perfect gift to keep your gut in balance during this busy holiday season and beyond. Give yourself the gift of health this year and kickstart your New Year routine early with Just Thrive. For a limited time, save 20% site-wide at justthrivehealth.com. With the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. This stuff works. You're going to be amazed. Once again, go to justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code Tom. Every voice, every hand, together we can make a stand. Tag your interest, join the fight for a future, for what's right. Raise your voice, make it known. Welcome back. 54 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here as we roll toward the end of today's program. Aaron in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Hey, Aaron, what's on your mind today?
On my mind, what do they call it in newspaper term? Why are we burying the lead?
Burying
the Titanic. The Titanic has hit the iceberg. Why are we playing a game of Clue? Colonel Mustard hit somebody in the head with a candlestick
I get all the metaphors there. And what specifically are you talking about? Or analogies?
Well, what I'm talking about, the majority of the white population has done what they call a suspension of disbelief. They believe Donald Trump, he just says that, and they buy it. It's a comedic. They do it in comedy and movies and theater. Yeah. I mean, right from the beginning, as an example, when he got caught on tape talking about the Billy Bush tape.
Yeah, grabbing the ladies,
He said in a fantastical manner, you know, I just got into rut. I saw a woman, I grabbed her by the hair, I took her to my cave, I just had my way with her, and it was, that you're doing. The rally, when he was talking about Nancy Pelosi's husband getting hit in the head with a hammer, people laughed. They acted like he was describing an episode of the Three Stooges.
Yeah.
But people knew the Three Stooges was a joke.
Yeah.
And now, all of a sudden, here we go. It ain't a joke no more. He's already talking about back in the day with these acting people, you know, acting commerce, acting hood, right. Acting this. Right. These people, they have real guns now. Yep. It's real. It ain't a joke no more.
No, this is state power that he's talking about using.
All you can do, brush your teeth, make up your bed, and go to work.
Yeah.
Just hibernate.
I'm with you, Aaron. I got to run, but thank you. You said it very well. Appreciate it. Thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires you, as well as all the rest of us. Tag, you're it. Get out there, get active. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. Stay safe and get involved. More than ever, we need all of us here. I'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
From cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite. satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-12.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special edition of the show. We'll look at Black Friday deals and look back at a couple of great interviews of the year. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.